So as I was saying, we're working in the technology space. I'm working on my third startup. It's called SciSci. We're creating Zimbabwe's first free internet access network, hence liberating the internet. So in our working, we came to a point in time where we needed to import a bit of technology from the United States. And so we were engaging in a conversation with these US-based businesses. And the response that we got time and time again was that, unfortunately, we cannot do business with you because you're from Zimbabwe. And, you know, I was shocked, you know. This doesn't make sense. And so this is the exact same experience that other entrepreneurs that are in Zimbabwe have gone through, even through the meetings that I've had here. You know, you sit down with potential investors, you talk about the project, the outlook, the opportunity, you know, the growth and all that, and they're excited. You can see, you know, all systems are firing, right? And then I say I'm from Zimbabwe, and they look at me and they say, young man, this is a good project, very good, but unfortunately we cannot engage in business with you. And I understand that the sanctions that are imposed on entities in Zimbabwe, these are targeted sanctions, right? But then we've come to a point in time where we as young Africans are failing to, you know, properly engage in business with US-based entities because there hasn't been that clarity. These right. entities believe that Zimbabwe is under sanctions. So what really can we do to try and clarify this to make sure that we as the young entrepreneurs can effectively develop Africa and engage in business?